This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Session of sanity. I think it is. I hope to believe it is. How's that? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. And you know as well as I do, the way you do that, the easiest way to do that, actually, is to get informed. Because once you get informed, kind of tough to fight. You know, for somebody to fight back against you. So get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, as I say. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A lot happening, a lot going on. You know, I love these Mark Dice clips that go on. I really do, because they really show you. They really show you where people are at, how many brain cells that they have. You know, really, if some of these people think abortion is okay because all it is a blob of cells, after all the information they have now, they're just simply not paying attention. It's really that simple. And that's the stuff that makes me nuts. It's like kind of like you're all geniuses, but you don't do any homework. You really don't. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A lot happening, a lot going on. A former Kansas lawmaker wants the Bible removed from the classroom. Oh, my God, can't have that, can we? Right? I mean, seriously, Cheryl Bannon wants God's Word to be removed from the school library. She's a former city council member, says this ain't right. This is the way it should be. Unreal. Ms. Bannon says the Bible is filled with themes that are just too graphic for students. I'm sure the same woman is okay, though. I mean, okay with some of the crap that they're pushing on our kids today. Here's how she described her concerns. She's a former member of the Derby City Council. She asked the District Library Committee to review the Bible after a group decision to remove an award-winning young adult novel from its list of approved classroom materials. Bannon said that she filed her challenge to illustrate the consequences of censorship. The Bible is used as a textbook in Derby High Schools. It's Bible as literature. Now, pointing to verse out about murder, masturbation, genocide, incest, and other mature topics, Bannon argues that the religious text is just as provocative as some contemporary works. God. Right, we're gonna define. We're going to use, you know, books on pornography and line them up with the Bible, right? Okay. Derby's Library Committee removed Sherman Alex's The Absolute True Diary of a Part-Time Indian from the classroom middle school libraries in February, citing profanity, sexual themes, and slurs related to mental disabilities. Now, the Bible uses it. Well, you know, you have to be careful because it's used as a textbook for a class called The Bible as Literature. But Mrs. Bannon says the school is going to ban books that have that LGBT themes in it. They should also ban the Bible. The school district decided not to ban the good book. In 2019, you know, they start looking at some of these books. People started getting noisy about it, which is why I keep saying it. Really, seriously, we should be doing the same thing. We should be getting as noisy. We should be getting as much in their faces as they get in ours. Not violently, but not letting them get away with some of the crazy stuff they want to do. Right? I mean, sure, back in, oh, God, I don't know when it was. A couple of years back, Todd Starnes wrote a book called The Culture of Jihad, or Culture Jihad. And he talks about, you know, cancel culture, the cancel culture mob, and eventually they would get to the Bible. And people laughed at him. People thought he was not. They laugh at me when I talk like that. But that there were never. I remember the lefties getting on my case early when I started the show, and I said, look, you start allowing anything goes, whatever the mob wants to happen, right, with some of these laws, and you're going to be forced, pastors are going to be forced to do perform marriages in their churches, same-sex marriages, whether they believe in them or not. Anyway, that'll happen. It's you know, that's all what we're asking for. We're only asking for to be married, marriage between the same sexes be okay. And I go, okay, whatever. You're gonna protect the churches. And shortly after all that passed, you start seeing their laws, these bills coming up. That if you spoke against any of this, even in church, it was considered hate speech. Right? I mean, seriously, you can't even talk about it. In some areas in New Jersey, it's considered hate speech. And it's not going to stop there, people. It really isn't. If you think it is, you're really living in fantasy land. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want you to get involved. I want you to get engaged. I want you to be part of. Yeah, I'm inundated with stories that I want to try to do. Here's another one about a teacher that was fired for telling parents of a daughter's transition. Like, parents don't have a right to know what's going on with their kids, for real. Now, school counselor told the teachers, do not tell the parents about this. You don't have a right to. They have every right to. Parents have every right to know. The minute the government decides you don't have a right to know what's going on with your kids, that is a major problem. And not just because our founding fathers would have been totally against this. This is not the kind of freedoms they fought for, people. The First Amendment was never meant, really, for us to be able to spit in a cop's face or yell at a cop and call them all. That's not what it was. It was mostly so that the government could never take you down, put you in jail, and do what they're trying to do about January 6th as a whole. Not right. Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to the Joe Messina Show. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them, so you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Come and see your host. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROJOE. 855-732-5566. Get involved. Get engaged. Stop being ignorant to these things. Right? If you get involved, you get engaged, you get information, then you don't have to come across as crazy. Right? You know, and you're not constantly fighting the last Twitter headline, because it's not real, it's not true, it's not deep. You want to have deep conversations. You don't want to have what they have. Anyway, Mike from Massachusetts. Mike, how you doing? It's always good to hear from you in my homeland.
Hey, I'm trying to hold on to Massachusetts over here, you know what I mean?
I don't know how you're doing it, bro. I really don't know how you're doing it.
Well, you know what? You're in California. You must be up north, because, you know, up north is different than what's going on down in Southern California. It's a whole different ballgame, you know?
But you guys haven't decided yet to kill, you know, babies outside the womb. You're probably working on it, but...
Yeah, there's a lot of wacky stuff going on here. It's just, you know, with Massachusetts, I think we're a little bit more local than people know, you know what I mean? And put out there where it's more or less what I'm trying to tell people is local politics, you know.
Right.
A lot of people know each other, you know, around here, and it stinks because it's like you put up the political people that you run into, you run into them, you know what I mean? It's a very small place confined, but I don't know. We're hanging on. I talk to a lot of people, Joe, and a lot of people, you know, exodus of surrounding states that are more, you know, conservative leaning, more conservative Bible-based, moral leaning. But even when you try to move into these other states, it's like these liberals follow you. It's like, you know, it's like the metaphor, a couple of podcasters and YouTubers I follow, it's like, and it's happened to people I know, it's even happened to me, where you'd be alone in a parking lot or, you know, just reading a book or grabbing some Wi-Fi, doing some studying, or you'd be going into a restaurant and nobody's there, nobody's around you, you know, and all of a sudden you'll have a few people walk in and all of a sudden, 20 minutes later, you look around, like, everything's full, the parking lot's full, the restaurant's full, and I'm like, whoa, then what is it? Is there some kind of light? Do I got that God download? Am I that adverse of the Bible? Do I know a little too much about Revelation and you know, and all this COVID stuff and people getting tied down and then giving Remdesivir? I mean, I don't know, Joe. Maybe you can help me out with this.
Oh, please. If I had that kind of crystal ball, I would have already hit the lottery and bought my own island somewhere, my own police force, Navy, and everything else to keep all the nuts away. You know, when you're sitting there and you're comparing the Bible to, you know, pornographic literature, you're either honestly dishonest or you really just have a problem with the lack of gray matter between your ears, right?
Oh, well, maybe people have some dark matter and rather have the Sodom and Gomorrah storyline and, you know, Lot's wife, she had to turn back because she loved the sin, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
Maybe
no,
that's what it is. People like the sin, Joe. That's what it is. A lot of people don't want to let go of this whole New World Order economic forum, total AI, transgender, you know what I'm saying, thing that's going on.
Mike, we let this happen, though, Mike. Not you, but the generic we let this happen. And because we want to live peacefully with everybody, we want everybody to feel good about themselves. And look what all of that has turned out. Look what it's turned up. We're in the mess we're in because of that.
I mean, you had people like, I've been into this, Joe, for 30-plus years, you know. The guy that really got me into this conspiracy theories, truth seekers, whatever they're calling us now, right? It was Ted Gunderson, former FBI guy, you know what I mean? Head of FBI or something, I think he was. And he's the one that got me. But you know what? And then I started starting to think deeper. And I'm like, well, when I was a kid, you know, probably around your age, maybe a little bit younger than you, but I got into comic books, and they were a little science fiction driven. And then you can take all these stories and, you know, and all this stuff, all this is tied to the Bible. Like, every story that you read, every movie that you watch has a basically biblical-based Bible story, whether it's twisted, you know, mutated, you know, like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, you know. It's still morphed into the Bible. It's still, every story that we know in this life, in this world, is tied to a Bible, biblical story. You know, Samson with his power, you know, the woman, Delilah, got and cut his hair. He lost his power. You know, I mean, everything that's going on now, you can always look in the Bible and see that happened back then, where they erased history. You know, they've taken things down back in the Bible and to make people forget about Christ, you know, and everything else, Joe. You know what I'm saying?
They got it twisted. The devil does that himself. He takes everything and he just adds a little bit to it, you know, and that's what happens. Hey, Mike, I got to let you go. I've got a guest and I appreciate you calling. I appreciate you listening. Thanks. Gwendolyn Sims joins me as she does from time to time. Got to have her on more often. She's got some great stories. Head up to pjmedia.com. That's where you'll find her stories. pjmedia.com. She's a freelance contributor to PJ Media, where she covers current news, politics, and culture. And Gwendolyn, it's always a pleasure to have you on. Did I lose you? Are you there? Did I mute you by accident? No.
I'm here.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. I didn't know.
Hi, Bill.
How you doing? Oh, God bless. What's that?
It's one of those days, I think. I just got on mute somehow, and I didn't mean to do it.
I have these little fat cheeks, but I don't. I have big fat cheeks, and when I push my phone against my face, sometimes I hit the mute by accident, and I'm yakking away, and you know they're responding, and I'm just crazy. Anyhow, all right. So listen, I want to talk about one of the pieces that you wrote. It's on PJ Media. People, you can head over to pjmedia.com, check it out. A recent study shows that U.S. life expectancy declines. I just am amazed that anybody is amazed that expectancy would be declining. We're all sitting there, well, not we all, but a lot of people are sitting there miserable. They don't know what's going on. They don't know if they're going to have food tomorrow. They don't know if they're going to have a job. They don't know if they're going to have to wear a mask. And it just goes on from there. And now you're seeing, right, that, what is it? Mm-hmm. Is it the Hispanic and Black communities are suffering from this the most?
Well, okay, so this was one study, right? And it actually had a surprising find. And it wasn't that the Black population and the Hispanic population had more deaths for COVID. This from 2019 to 2021. Actually, what this study found was that the non-Hispanic population had the most deaths.
Wait a minute. Non-Hispanics had the most? No, that's impossible. You read it wrong.
Right.
Yeah. We'll be
specifically white men.
Oh, wait a minute. All right. We're going to touch on this on the other side of the break. You can't let it go that fast. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. Gwendolyn will still be with us when we come back.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. Silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at Silverlungs.com. That's Silverlungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Today I'm announcing that the United States will ban Russian-affiliated ships from our ports as they did in Europe.
President Biden at the White House on Thursday, the president saying this is an important step in crippling Russia's economy. He also announced a new $800 million military aid package to Ukraine, which comes on the top of the already approved aid to Ukraine, totaling $2.6 billion. A COVID relief package is stalling out on Capitol Hill due to border politics. Democrats are pushing for additional COVID funding, but Republicans are vowing to wedge into the package an extension of a border health rule used to expedite deportations. Last month, the Border Patrol made over 221,000 encounters at our southern border. That's the highest number in over 20 years. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Part of the solution. Don't be part of the problem. Seriously. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Let me just bring her on because I guess us white guys are on our way out. Gwendolyn Sims is a freelance contributor to PJ Media, where she covers current news, politics, and culture. She's on the show from time to time. Probably should have her on more, but then I get the bad news that I'm dying. Gwen, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
So white men are dying at higher rates than anybody else, huh?
So according to this one study, so it's nothing to get all excited about. It hasn't even been peer reviewed, but it was just, it caught my eye, and I thought, that's interesting, because I knew that there were studies out earlier in the COVID whole pandemic situation that said, you know, it's all the community, the underserved communities, right, that were dying at just these unreasonable, you know, numbers. And this one is actually done by three health experts, they call themselves.
Mm.
And their bona fides are very... Well, let's just say, like, some of their grants come from, you know, the Kennedy Foundation, things like that. So
right.
they typically lean left. So this study found that, yeah, the non-Hispanic white, especially men, were dying at a higher rate than any of the other groups, like blacks and Hispanics, which was very interesting. So I thought, well, why were they dying at higher rates? Well, it turns out, according to this study, you know, this study does have a 10% random error built into it. So that, you know, that could be part of it. And it also, they said, well, it's probably white males aren't dying that. It's just, you know, they aren't dying as much because really racism. Because overall, it's the patterns of the long history of systemic racism, and it's, in, you know, injustices how the pandemic was managed. So, you know, really the white people aren't dying as much. So, who knows?
I got nothing. I can't even say anything. Seriously.
Exactly.
It's just amazing. But you know what's really funny is that, you know, they're wishing us dead because nothing changes until all the white folks die. You know, you've heard that over and over and over again. And,
oh, yeah,
you know, here you have the opportunity to push it out there and say, yeah, they're going. Let's get them gone.
Yep.
And now they're pushing back
exactly.
on that.
But then they're like, oh, wait a minute, that goes against our whole narrative. And so, of course, we'd have to say, racism.
go ahead.
Yeah. No, I'm right with you. I had nothing. I was just like, are you kidding me? It's also that they're using all the CDC numbers and the Health and Human Services that we know that they're fudging those numbers, you know, for the COVID deaths and all that stuff. So, you know, it doesn't really surprise me that they could come up with just about any answer that they wanted, but it does lead to, you know, people should, like you always say, be informed, but you have to watch what you're informed with. Like, what, you know, where
be informed with truth.
Is your information coming from? Exactly.
Right? You got Barack Obama just,
yep.
His foundation is starting a, he's going to push to make sure that only truth is being disseminated on the interweb. And I'm laughing because I'm going, he's going to make sure truth is disseminated? Wow.
Of course.
Oh my God.
Well, Obama's just got out of their deal with Spotify, too. Did you hear that one?
No, they got out of the deal?
Yeah, so they have a company, a media company called the Higher Ground, and they had a deal with Spotify, and Spotify was not very happy with them because he and Michelle had only done like two podcasts, and they were only like, you know, six or eight episodes each for the several years that they had this deal. So now Michelle and Barack want to get rid of their deal and be able to put their podcast on any, you know, outlet, not just Spotify. So, yeah, that's who's going to be telling us the truth, right?
Oh, God bless. I love this stuff. I love this stuff more than people really, really, really understand. You know, because the reality behind it, if you really think about this, the reality behind this is they just want the money. They want to be recognized. They don't really want to do the work for it. I mean, how much
you're gonna
make me go down a road I'm in a lot of trouble with.
It was 20. I think the deal was like $25 million or something like that for the podcast. So yeah,
yep.
They only did six episodes, and that was it. And it was Barack Obama talking to Bruce Springsteen, because, you know, everybody wants to hear those two talk to each other.
it would be perfect to hear Barack Obama talk to somebody who's 180 degrees different from his opinion, and actually have to talk it through and back it up. Wouldn't that be... I would watch.
Well,
you know?
Yeah. So that, yeah, definitely. How about, like, Ben Shapiro, somebody like that, who can,
that would
back
great.
It up.
That would be cool, watching right. him come, Ben Shapiro and him go at it. I'd pay for that, you know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. All yeah, right.
So.
Absolutely.
All right, let's talk about these misery indexes. Like, do you really need an index to know this? You know, because Biden's economic policies push the U.S. misery index even higher, and... I'm sorry, but it's going to get worse. Over the next 18 months, it's going to get even worse because nothing's going to change.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to be seeing, he can blame everything he wants on Putin, but as I recall, I was paying more at the supermarket long before the Russians even could spell the word Ukraine, and it was going up. My gas prices were going up. It just nuts. So tell me more
Absolutely.
About this.
So, Every month the economists do what they call a misery index, and what that is taking the unemployment rate, which happens to be 3.6 right now, and then the U.S. inflation rate, which is 8.5%, which is fairly high, and you come up with a misery index. So currently our U.S. misery index is at 12.14%. Now, it hasn't been that high.
Wow.
1981. That was after Jimmy Carter got through with, you know,
with the country
destroying the economy. Yeah.
God bless.
So what the misery index is just sort of a snapshot for how the economy is affecting the average American family. The average American worker and the, you know, how their money isn't going as far because inflation, you know, is causing everything, prices to go up. So you can't buy as much with that. It's not an exact science, the misery index, but it does work very well as a snapshot to see how the trends are going.
Oh, my God. I'm looking at this. I'm looking at the chart that you have. People go over to pjmedia.com, pjmedia.com, and search for her, you know, her name and her articles. But, you know, you don't have to do a survey for this, right? All you got to do is go out and stand outside the supermarkets, and you're hearing people grumbling on the way out. They're spending, and they go over to the gas stations and listen to them over there as well. The misery, real misery,
absolutely,
is higher than 12%.
Absolutely, and I mean that's a lot of times these numbers don't even take into account like food and transportation kind of money, you know. So this is just a very small snapshot, but like everybody is feeling it. And it, you know, of course, you know, the Democrats say they're for the little guy and all that, but who gets hurt the most when prices go up? And, you know, wages are not going up. They're not, they are going up slightly, but they haven't gone up to keep pace with inflation. So, you know, the working class and the poor are getting more, you know, hit by more of inflation than anybody else. And you wouldn't know that by listening to the Biden plan.
No, everything is roses. Don't you know that? Come on, get with the program.
Right.
Show them to your host, Uncle Park People. Got a lot more coming up after the break.
Trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control, but you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Iberoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation, making you part of the solution. Once you get informed, you become part of the solution. I've asked Gwendolyn Sims to join me. She's a freelance contributor to PJ Media, where she covers current news, politics, and culture. And, you know, I've known her for years. She's been on the show off and on for a long time. And she's got no fear. I know many of you are Trump lovers, but, you know, I get on his case, too, quite often. And Gwendolyn wrote a piece recently. Again, head over to pjmedia.com, pjmedia.com. Look her up, look some of these stories up. But some of Trump's supporters feel that his endorsement of J.D. Vance is a real betrayal. And not just with the J.D. Vance, Gwendolyn. There are people that feel that, you know, some of his endorsements and some of the things that he's done is a betrayal to the conservative cause. But you and I were talking off, offline that he's never been a solid conservative. So go ahead, have at it.
Right. Well, so this piece actually focuses on Ohio specifically, but I do, we have covered at PJ Media, we have covered his other sort of questionable endorsements, and it what happened in this one specifically, they have a primary coming up for U.S. Senate and in Ohio. And instead of waiting for the primary, Trump went ahead and sort of butted in and made an endorsement of one of the several. I think there's eight Republican candidates. And he endorsed J.D. Vance. Well, that really rubs a lot of the Trump supporters the wrong way in Ohio, because they were, so a group of actually 30 delegates from 2016 wrote him an open letter and asked him to rescind the endorsement, because J.D. Vance has a record of not doing what would be best for Ohio, and also saying, I mean, he was a never Trumper. He called Trump followers racist. He did all of the, you know, normal leftist tropes. He just leans left, even though he has an R at the end of his name.
Right.
So then they're also upset that he, J.D. Vance, is also having Donna Kasich people run his campaign. So if you know anything about Ohio politics, they worked really hard, actually, to get John Kasich out. And so having someone, you know, basically handpicked by John Kasich to take a Senate seat would be just like having John Kasich in the Senate, right? So it doesn't help Ohio any. So to your point about Trump, you know, sometimes making some questionable endorsements or moves, and they don't really run conservative. I've been, you know, in Southern California here, I've been trying to get this point across to people that Trump is not a conservative, and that's fine. You just have to realize that. He is a pragmatist whose policies lean conservative most of the time. And so that's why a lot of times he can do things like this, you know, this endorsement, and it doesn't go the way that the conservatives would like. So it seems, you know, contrary to what we want, but, you know, if you realize that Trump wants to win no matter what, and winning is all that matters, you know, it makes sense. Now, does he have some advisors still around him, you know, that are rhinos, that are left-leaning, that are, you know, Obama holdovers, those kind of things, who are still advising him incorrectly? That's a possibility, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, no, and he is also, let's just be honest about it, he can be pretty vindictive at times. And if he feels like somebody isn't quite on the same page or crossed him, and even though JD has somewhat crossed him in the past, the bottom line with it is who's been worse to him, for him anyway. You know, it'd be who's been worse? Who's a guy that he thinks I won't say he can manipulate, but he can at least get to get him to do things. And I don't, maybe he feels that about this guy here. I agree with you. It's a bad choice. And actually, he should have stayed away from all of this until the primaries.
Yeah.
Let the people decide who they want.
That's exactly what the delegates who wrote this letter were saying. It's like, you know, could you just take back the endorsement and just let us have our primary, let the voters decide, and then you can step in and anoint your chosen candidate. And in my piece, I actually got, you know, some statements from lots of the other candidates, and they, you know, to a person, they all said that, you know, they respect Donald Trump and all that, but they just wish they would, you know, that he would not basically anoint, you know, J.D. Vance, who they see as sort of a snake oil salesman, which we're very familiar with out here in California. So it's, you know, that they're not really Republican. So that's the thing, like this reminds me so much of what we experienced out here, that we have candidates coming who badmouth everybody, and then they, you know, and then the elections come around, and then they do a 180 just to get reelected or get elected or whatever. So It's a similar situation that they're dealing with in Ohio for kind of the first time.
No, listen, I agree with you. A lot of stuff, again, a lot of stuff going on. I don't know why you have a another person in your article by the name of, what's her name, Jane Timken. And mm-hmm. I don't know how she's doing. I don't know if she can win. I don't know if she's well-received there. She's definitely, from what you write here, she's pro-Trump. And, mm-hmm. you know, why wouldn't something like that happen? Why wouldn't somebody put her or make sure she's been put out in front? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. So Jane Timken is a strong candidate. So basically she's running, she's a Harvard lawyer. She was head of the GOP in Ohio. She stepped down to run, and she is very strong conservative. She's pro-Trump. She's not, you know, crazy on the train. Sorry, people, but, you know, on the train, Trumper. But she's a very, you know, supportive of President Trump and his policies for Ohio, and that's what you want in a candidate. So she helped get Kasich out. She, you know, she might not have the name recognition of some of them, like Josh Mandel or J.D. Vance now, but she is out there taking small contributions, not big money. She's out there door knocking. She's, you know, she's out there. So, yeah, to your point, it would be better if Trump had not stepped in before the primary and then got behind someone like Jane Timken or one of the other ones. You know, Mike Givens is another one that's up in the polls. But it's basically still anyone's race to win or lose in Ohio. So, it's just yet to be seen whether his endorsement will even help J.D. Vance. We'll see.
Do we know what his numbers were before this, or do we have a clue as to where he stood, you know, before this with the Ohioans? Because sometimes, again, we don't know, and people don't. You saw it in California. You were not part of it, but you were mm-hmm. involved with it. You saw people get elected where you and I sit there shaking our heads going, how did that happen? You know, mm-hmm. this person is not one of us. This person has never shown up. There were people that we knew, collectively knew, that in some circles praised Trump and other circles didn't praise Trump.
I think that this is kind of a real turning point and a race that we should all watch and see exactly what does happen, because Ohio is normally, you know, a pretty, kind of bellwether state as far as elections go. And it'll be interesting to see, you know, does Trump remain like a kingmaker for the GOP, or do his endorsements sort of start fading away? I don't know. The polls for Ohio before the endorsement, you know, all these candidates, there were many candidates, and they were all sort of in the low teens or, you know, single digits. So it's very cut out. There was no one running away with it. So, like I said, it's still anybody to win. And the endorsement just came out, and J.D. Vance did have a town hall that Donald Trump Jr. showed up for him. So we'll see if that affects the next poll. But there's also something that everybody should watch is there's going to be a Trump rally on the 23rd in Delaware, Ohio, which is very close to where I grew up. It's right in the heart of Ohio. It's Trump country. It's but with this atmosphere that, you know, the GOP there is very upset with Trump. It'll be interesting because I hear that they have some things planned for the rally, and we'll see how that affects it too.
Oh, I hate to sound like I'm an always Trumper, but here's the deal. For the GOP in that area to go against Trump or to try to put Trump down, I think it's suicide, frankly. Anyway, Joe Mazzini, your host. They can find you at pjmedia.com, right? pjmedia.com. Gwendolyn, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time. Okay?
All right.
You got guys, you got me. You stuck with me in the next hour all by my onesies, and I got a lot to talk about. We'll be back in a few minutes.